Live from the Thoroughbred Chevrolet Studios at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
All right, it's Wrench Nation, show number 2. Steve here, Frank here. Hey, Frank.
What is happening?
How are you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
I'm doing well. I hear that song and I think of myself.
Oh, yeah.
I was not feeling bad to the bone on Friday. I was sicker than a dog, but great to be here.
Oh, really?
Well, I was, yeah.
That kind of stinks. I still got the allergies going on, but, you know, we get through it with the Claritin and all that good stuff. Anyway, this is Wrench Nation. It is Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Frank, tell us what Wrench Nation is.
Wrench Nation, listen, we're having fun while empowering all things automotive, car care. You may have a conundrum. Maybe you're buying a car on Craigslist. No one's out there to help you. You're not sure. Maybe your gut is trying to drive you. Maybe you've got a brake job that was done and it just wasn't right.
Maybe you think something is really, really simple to do and you can do it yourself and you want to find out, is it really that simple, or do I need to pay somebody to do this?
Right. So that's what we're here for. And you know, the thing is, there's a lot of folks out there. We've had a lot of calls. We've had a lot of, and I want to thank everybody. Social media has been huge.
One's been great, and we love everybody on Facebook and Twitter at Wrench Nation.
Absolutely. And I want everybody to know, call in. Get your social media on. We're here to help you out with your car care conundrum.
Let me give you the phone number to start us off at 480-655-8870. That's 480-655-8870. You can call us or you can text the same number, 480-655-8870. Frank, again, this is only show number 2. There's a whole bunch of people who never heard us before. They're hearing us for the first time right now. Frank, what do you do? Why are you qualified to tell us about cars?
Well, back in 1927.
Are you that old? What are you, George Burns?
Oh, my goodness. So listen, I started in this industry back in 1990.
Okay.
You know, and worked for the dealership, worked for my father-in-law, you know, did a bunch of stuff that, quite frankly, I hated it. My nails were getting dirty.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I don't do anything in a car. I'm sure you're going to change this as we go on.
But. Yes, we're going to get you schooled up. We're going to get YouTube videos of Steve out there doing an oil change.
This is going to be scary.
That's right. But, you know, I started, and so at the time, I was a little frustrated with it. And actually, what saved the day for me mechanically is I got a job at the dealership as an automotive technician, learned a lot, and ended up, fast forward about 3 years thereafter, I went into business, not knowing nothing other than helping people out. I had a passion for people and always took care of people and opened our first garage. And fast forward, here we are.
Right.
Desert Car Care out of Chandler.
Okay.
Phoenix Chapter President of Automotive Service Association. I deal with a lot of garages around town.
He's a big deal.
No, I'm not. There's a lot of good people in this industry. And that's really the format of this show. We've got people all over the country, good guys and gals that are out there to help and do the right thing. And Wrench Nation is that empowering community. Where we can hang. And you know what? Let's make a couple of mistakes.
Exactly.
It's not that kind of show.
I make all kinds of mistakes. 480-655-8870. So anything you want to know. We've got a topic we'll talk about. And I'm sure some of you haven't even thought about calling us yet or going to a garage because you don't exactly even think, this could be something wrong with my car. But we'll tell you about that in a few minutes. We're also going to bring in a young man who is a student here at the East Valley Institute of Technology in our automotive program. And this is Clinton, right?
Yes, sir.
We've got Clinton Harrison. I got to tell you that we all know, let's reestablish. If you don't know, now you know. EVIT, the East Valley Institute of Technology, has one of the best premier automotive technology programs in the country.
Absolutely.
Now, our garage down there in Chandler, they've got a job shadow mentoring. And Clinton has been with us for 2 days.
Oh,
this
really?
Kid,
yes, sir.
You talk about a great attitude. And I said, you know what, Clinton, come on to the show today. And he was like, what? What are you talking about? What do I got to sing? What am I doing here? What? But Clinton, thanks for coming on the show. And I mean that sincerely. I've only known you for about 36.5 hours. Okay. You've been in the garage and I'm impressed. Tell us about your story. Why did you get into the automotive industry?
What's sparking that interest?
All right. Well, to start off, my dad, he's hands-on, always has been. And that's how he was raised by his grandfather. So when something went wrong with the car, he would work on it. And as a young kid, I would go out there and start getting dirty with him, you know?
Sure. That's awesome.
Yep.
And dad would just take you under his wing and say, look, this is how you do this. This is how you do that.
Yep. And along the way, you know, I got, of couple broken fingernails, you know, here and there, and got yelled at because I would break some bolts here and there. But so that's part
where'd you
of
go
it.
To high school?
I went to high school out at Basha High.
Okay, Basha. And yep. You just started at EVIT this year?
Actually, no. I started my senior year, and okay. I graduated last year.
Okay.
So I'm a second-year student.
Your second year in automotive?
Yep.
Okay, I see. All right, well, I mean, welcome to the show. And you're so he's at Desert Car Care?
Now, listen. Yes, he's okay. hanging he's with. He's interning, okay. Absolutely. Now, listen, we got to dig deeper.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough.
Go for it.
That wasn't was like enough? Chapter one. I want to know the real straight and skinny. You had opportunity to do other things.
Oh.
I'm sure something else came about that maybe attracted you because it would pay you more money initially. What kept you going, man? What kept you going through the school and the program?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I did struggle through high school. You know, I wasn't the best in English and math. I did have tutoring. I'm honest.
But see, that's normal.
Yeah,
that's normal for anybody who's hands-on.
Yeah, and my dad, you know, he always sat me down, and we had those father-son talks.
Sure.
And he would always say, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And
yep.
I fell in love with cars right after that, and he yeah. always helped me.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's how it is for me on the radio.
We got a lot of listeners from all over the country, and perhaps there is a son or a daughter or an uncle, right, that's got one of their nephews or what have you. What would you tell a kid that's coming up that it's just not sure? What would you say that they would be so inspired on? How would you convey that? How would you sell starting out in that automotive industry and going to the trade school? What would you make that statement to? How would you say that?
Well, you know, you're not going to get nowhere in life if you don't put your foot in front of you. So just take that leap and see what it's like. If it's not for you, at least you can say you tried it along the way.
Look at this. This man is a politician. He is on top of it. I love it. And you know, you were in the garage the last couple of days, which was really cool. You got a chance to see some things. What did you see in the garage the last couple of days that maybe you didn't see in the classroom or in the garage here at the school?
Well, first off, here in school, you know, it's a lot of in class, and out there in the field, it was a lot of hustling. You know, you got to get that money, and you have to do what you got to do in the shop. And I seen a lot of teamwork out at.
I've been to your shop, and I've seen that teamwork and that camaraderie.
Yeah,
that family feeling.
We have
that in radio. I'm sure you probably have it in class too, but to see it in the workplace is very important because that's the kind of place you want to work at.
Well, we got to say too, technically, you actually did what would be considered your first alignment today.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that was on your car.
Yeah.
How'd that make you feel after you were done?
I was pretty proud of myself. honestly.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't align anything.
He did an awesome job, and we definitely want to recognize Clinton Harrison, man. You rock. We're going to see you tomorrow at the garage.
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So, Frank, I'm smelling something.
Well,
what are we going to talk about today on Wrench Nation?
Well, I got to tell you something. Right now, there's many of our listeners, both
on
the radio and through their little applications
on
their phone. They just got out of a car, and that car stinks to the high heavens. We are talking the vehicular odors. And what they mean.
Yeah. I've smelled a couple of those odors, especially when I'm going up the mountains to Flagstaff. If you're driving north and you're cruising down the road, I smell something. Oh, what do you got? What do you got here?
Well, listen.
You got rotten eggs.
This is
the sulfur, right?
This is sulfur. And I got to tell you, we're live streaming on Periscope. So if you're on Twitter, check it out. And for our Periscope viewers, everybody's seen one of these. This is a boiled egg.
Yes, boiled egg.
Now, you leave that sitting out in the sun.
It's going to smell really bad.
Nasty. And so we talk about that smell as sulfur.
Yes, I smell that. I'm just saying that. When I'm driving up to Flagstaff in my truck,
you smell.
All of a sudden, I'll smell some sulfur. Why? What does that got to do with anything?
Well, there's several things going on.
Uh-huh.
One, you probably shouldn't be driving up to Flagstaff in that truck.
Okay. Okay.
No. Seriously, the sulfur smell can be emitted. You're actually loading up a vehicle when you're accelerating, especially if you're going up a hill and you're pulling.
Sure.
Now, you've got a catalytic converter.
Okay.
It's converting, catalyzing, and all kinds of goodness. It's basically cleaning up.
I would have no idea what they would do, but
if you're loading up that cat with too much fuel. Was your check engine light on?
Not then, no.
All right. Did you fix that, by the way?
No, I have not yet.
We got to take care of
it. You said it didn't have to be done right away.
Well, maybe.
Oh.
We'll talk about that. But that sulfur smell could be a fueling issue for the vehicle. And more importantly, I want everybody to know.
Right.
The sulfur from a battery that's leaking.
So that's what it probably was?
Well, in your case, you probably had, you were loading up.
Right.
Lots of fuel.
Heavy, right.
Right. Okay. And, you know, if your check engine light wasn't coming on, it may have been sort of a normal occurrence.
Okay.
Brief in time, wasn't happening all the time.
No. Just momentarily.
Exactly. So yeah. What I want to say to sulfur, and this is really, really important. What will happen is you'll get your car.
Right.
And it won't start. And a good Samaritan comes by, pops the hood. You look at the battery. You both look at each other. He's got cables. Okay. And we're going to get ready to jump start the vehicle. Now, if you open the hood of that car.
Right.
And it smells like rotten eggs. And you got sulfur, rotten egg smell.
Yeah.
Be careful, because you've got a battery that's leaking acid.
Ooh.
And it's dangerous.
Right.
It's ridiculous dangerous.
Like, burn your skin, right?
You can blow stuff up.
Oh.
It's very dangerous. So I'm telling everyone, number one, look, the likelihood of smelling sulfur on a road trip, it can happen.
Right.
Having that rotten egg during.
But it's that consistent smell.
The consistent. And more importantly.
Like it smells like it and it's not going away.
If your car doesn't start.
Okay.
And you're trying to jump out their car and it's smelling like rotten eggs as soon as you open that hood.
Right.
Look at that battery. It's going to be wet. It's going to be sulfating. It's bloated. It's having a bad day.
Okay.
Be careful, because that can cause a tiny little roadside bomb under your hood. It'll spark and explode, and be careful. So that's a sulfur.
All right, start with that, but we're going to ask now for calls 480-655-8870. Are you wondering what a smell is that's happening in your car right now? Don't share any more smells with me yet, Frank, okay? 480-655-8870, talk or text. If you call today and we get you on the air, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Arizona Renaissance Festival, all right? 480-655-8870. Call now and ask questions with Steve and Frank on Wrench Nation.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
88.7 The Pulse with Steve and Frank and Wrench Nation. 480-655-8870 is our number. Of course, you can find us on Twitter at Wrench Nation, Facebook Wrench Nation, and we have a Facebook contest going on where we're aiming for 1,000 likes. Look, this is a brand new show, never done it before, and we're aiming for 1,000 likes. We're at like 300 and some now.
We're moving and grooving.
All right, we're moving and grooving. So we need you to like us, and then we need to recommend to your friends that you like us. And every level, starting at 500, we've got a prize working all the way up to an iPad 2 Air.
Steve, let's just be truthful.
At 1,000 likes, what?
We're begging you.
Beg you, please.
We are begging you.
We don't want to be canceled.
Sincerely, that iPad. I don't want to lose. I don't want to. I lose stuff, Steve. I lose stuff all the time.
I know. I do that all the time, too.
And I'm afraid. I didn't want to lose the iPad.
Before we lose anything, and we also take your calls at 480-655-8870. Talk more about smells, and is there a smell in your car or any general car care question. We will talk to you today here at Wrench Nation. All right. I'm going to have every week I'm going to do a gas report of where the cheapest gas is. And most of the cheapest gas looks like it's in Phoenix right now, $1.37 a gallon at Costco at 33rd Avenue and Grand, Costco at Montebello and 17th right over by the fairgrounds, Costco on Oak Street and 44th, Arco, 43rd Ave and Roosevelt and Quick Trip, Thomas Road and 24th Street. So there's your $1.37 gas. Have you seen gas that cheap yet?
Gas is cheap. I'm telling everybody.
It's getting cheaper. As cheap as when we were kids. But
if you drive a Honda Civic, get rid of the small four-cylinder. Get a big block.
There you go.
Well, you can afford to
get a gas guzzler.
Gas guzzler.
We got to get the oil guys get some more money because we need the gas guzzlers.
And you know what? Everyone's speculating.
Right.
Is this going to get any cheaper?
I was thinking about buying 1,000 barrels of oil, investing.
You could sell it to the airline industry.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Huh?
They're locked into that oil. They lock into one price.
You'd be an oil trader. Steve, you look there like you an oil trader.
I look like an oil trader. I'm thinking if I could buy it $28 a barrel like it is today, and we could get it, like, gets up to 144 again, I'm set to make tons of money. Uh-oh. That's a warning. What's a warning for?
The warning is you're not allowed on the trade floor as any sort of trading. But yeah, the gas is just incredible, man.
And Bernie Madoff's ugly grandson.
Lots of road tripping going on, and we're going to be talking about that in future segments. But, you know, if you've got a call regarding the vehicular smells that you got going on.
Well, let's talk more about those smells, right? Does your car smell, or any question at 480-655-8870? I am not liking what I think is coming out of this bag next.
Well, listen, last time we talked about rotten eggs.
Oh.
Now we've got the nasty odor of fish.
I have to be in this studio in 12 hours.
It's all right. It's fresh fish. Don't worry.
Chihuahua.
Now listen, fresh fish is great at the supermarket or the side of the
It's not great in the radio studio leaking all over Jonathan's spot.
Well, Jonathan, just
Jonathan, you better call, man.
I know. It's but listen, fresh fish smell from your vehicle could be a sign of very old antifreeze leaking. If you were to open a radiator with nasty old antifreeze, not new. We're going to get to the new stuff, how it smells.
Yeah.
It's going to smell like nasty fish.
Wow.
And it's disgusting. Now, there's other fish issues. If you had a date and the date went wrong and they left the egg rolls in the back seat and the side of fish from the Thai joint, that's a problem too.
Right.
But the smell of fish from your engine bay, that's going to be something a little different.
Yeah, I've smelled that before, actually.
Have you?
Yep,
And
I
that's
have.
A sign.
And it makes sense with the antifreeze.
And that's a sign.
It does.
That you have some aged antifreeze leaking, right?
Okay.
Now, the new antifreeze, or newer, is going to smell like relish. Sweet relish. It has a sweet smell.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, if you're leaking...
Sweet antifreeze.
If you're leaking antifreeze...
Do not drink at home.
You need to know about the antifreeze.
Right.
If you're leaking antifreeze...
I can get that antifreeze smell out of that fish. I really can.
It's dangerous. Know that it's dangerous to all the little critters, especially cats.
Oh.
Did you know that?
The cats crawl in the engines all the time.
Well, that's a whole
nother warm.
Thing. I know. It's not good. These cats cannot drink this antifreeze. Any smell... They die. Don't do it. If you're leaking antifreeze, save a cat. Stop it. They are deadly to cats, all right? And most people need to understand.
I'm just trying to get Breeze attention so she answers the phone over there.
Breeze over there. That's right. We're having way too much fun with the
there she goes. Okay,
smells. Good. And I got to tell you that the fishy smell is a problem with aged antifreeze. And, of course, the relish sweet smell.
Right.
That's antifreeze.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've smelled that before. I have smelled that before. All right, so any smells, any car problems, 480-655-8870. Frank knows about every smell that can possibly happen in a car.
Well, last week my nose was clogged, man.
It was mine is still.
That's why
allergies. That's that season.
I'm going to bring more fish in for
you. Okay, great. More
it's
fish. That's
timing.
What we need.
Perfect timing.
Excellent. I really like that. All right. So also, Frank, you've got something about waiting for the phone call to get put on hold because I don't know what they're going to ask. But people could also text us, okay? But we're going to start something called what? Trashy or what is it?
Well, we decided, because it is just something that everybody wants to know about.
Right.
The celebrity car.
Oh, who drives what?
Trashy. Now, listen, I got a text message, all right, from the gang of 20-year-olds that hang out in my neighborhood.
Right.
And they said, listen, you need to start talking about flashy or trashy.
Okay.
Justin Bieber.
Right. What does he drive?
Well, every day it could be something different.
Right.
I don't know if it's on loan or if
exactly.
I don't know.
It's music.
But we want to cover.
I bet you he doesn't own one of those Priuses, though.
You know what? You never know.
He might have one. He's smart car. My neighbor has a smart
car. Listen, I bet you Justin
Bieber
drives quietly.
Right.
Behind the scenes.
Right.
In a Prius.
In a Prius. Of course he does.
Until then, he's doing the videos in a Ferrari. We all know this. So. We talked last time about Arnold Schwarzenegger selling his Unimog, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. You know, the Unimog is made by Mercedes. It's an amazing, you know, four-wheel drive unit.
Okay.
But that thing can get expensive, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, I wonder if he actually sold it to them for $385. He may have sold it for a whole lot less.
Right. I don't know. He might have sold it for 50 cents.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But I think right now, the vehicular smells, there's another culprit to vehicular smells.
Okay.
If you're driving.
Okay.
And you've got that burning smell.
I've smelled that.
Like maybe a young child attempted to cook the bad brownies in
your
house. That's a problem.
Okay. So what might
now
that
I'm
be?
I'm going to ask you.
All
if you were to speculate like you did with the oil trade.
From the burning. I'm going to guess that oil has spilt on the engine.
You are the man, right?
Really?
There. Wait a minute. We got
really?
I don't know.
Oh, that's bad. It's wrong.
No, it's right.
Oh, it's right.
I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, okay,
you're good. Yeah, so
it's the second show. We press wrong buttons right
Many
now.
Of us don't open the hoods to check our oil levels, right? We just don't do that. But if you've got that burning smell, like a brownie that's, or better yet, if you light carpet on fire, don't do this at home.
Well, even though I'm a moron as far as cars go, my uncle, a mechanic, three of my uncles, mechanics, my cousin, like several cousins, mechanics. Wow. So I've been around it enough.
You have.
So I might have picked up more than I actually give myself credit for. We've got two phone calls on hold. Let's go to the phone calls. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
What is happening, Rhonda?
Hi. Actually, I don't have a car smell.
Okay.
But I have an issue when I'm like stopped at a stoplight or a stop sign.
Right.
And I have the brake on. My RPMs are like going up and down, and my car is like going back and forth. What is that?
This is the Macarena. I know that's like not.
You know how to do the. Wrong. You know how to do the Macarena, right, Rhonda?
Oh yeah.
So listen, you're dancing without your the car's dancing without your permission,
right?
And that's not a good thing.
It sure is. I feel foolish. I'm like, oh god, don't look over here.
That's okay. Let me ask you, what year, make, and model? What kind of car are we dealing with?
2002 Ford Taurus.
All right, Ford Taurus, and it's dancing. You've got some idle issues. So when you press on the brake, you said it feels like it wants to stall. Is that right?
It kind of feels like it, but like the RPMs are going up and down.
She says they go up and down.
Up and down. Yeah. Okay.
Woo.
So one thing we're going to look at is what's known as a brake booster. And this only does it when you apply the brake, correct?
Right.
Now, ultimately, Rhonda, I'm going to get you a direction, but we need to have an inspection done. Okay. But what I suspect is that you've got a brake booster that may be leaking a little bit. And I think what's happening is when you apply that brake, you need that added vacuum assist. Which should happen quietly. That's none of your business. You don't want to know about all that fancy. You just want to stop.
Yeah,
right?
I just wanted to work.
Who wants to know about this stuff?
I pay you to know, Frank.
But I will tell you, it is important, and I love the way you gave the symptom. You didn't call, Rhonda. This is a big problem for the consumer. You didn't call say, hey, Frank, I got a problem with my brake booster.
Right.
I love that. You gave the symptom, and when you go into a garage and you give that crystal clear symptom, right? It's like a doctor.
Right.
Hey, my tibia is broken. The doctor doesn't want to hear that.
Right, exactly.
Right? So
I got to charge you more money for that.
Exactly. So on this Ford Taurus, Rhonda, real quick, is your check engine light on?
No, it's not.
Good for you. Celebrate. Light a firecracker. That's a good thing.
No.
Unlike my check engine light, which has been on for a while now.
So Rhonda, without really looking at it, I'm going to say, because when you're applying that brake and you're actually using that added vacuum from the engine, if we've got a compromise, it could be something as simple as the little vacuum line from the booster to the engine. It is rubber. And if it's hissing and whissing, it is sucking air. That's a problem. So get it checked out, Rhonda. Hey, get on Facebook.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna do a YouTube video on that, Rhonda. Look for it. All right? Facebook.
Okay.
Meanwhile, let's do the Macarena. Are you ready? Right, left, flip, flip, cross, cross. Swivel, swivel, turn to your left. Thanks for calling, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.
All right, more calls coming up here. Wrench Station continues next on 88.7 The Pulse.
Steve.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be in the Fast Lane this Saturday at Concours in the Hills in Fountain Hills, broadcasting live 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. here on 88.7 The Pulse. Ari Leindike's going to be out there.
He is.
Bob Bondurant's going to be out there.
Amazing.
It's going to be like 500 cars next to the fountain, and you couldn't ask for better weather.
Got to come out, say hi to Steve and I, shake a hand.
We would love to meet you, all right? We'll put you live on the air and give you some free stuff, all kinds of free stuff.
Swag, baby.
Oh, some swag.
Swag. Everybody wants the swag.
All right, so this is Wrench Nation, a brand new car talk show on 88.7 every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Taking your calls at 480-655-8870. Frank, we got somebody you might know on the phone.
Big Daddy Greg calling out of Delaware.
What's up, Frank and Steve?
Delaware, huh? He's, wow.
Greg,
Delaware.
I've never been to a Delaware. Delaware?
Delaware.
Look, I can't talk much. I'm from North Dakota, so you know.
Greg, we just want to know, is your drinking water safe?
Absolutely. This isn't Michigan.
That's not Michigan. But Bernie Sanders was next door last night in New Hampshire.
Ah, he bought some drinking
water. That's a little further up, I guess.
Listen, I
think Delaware's down here.
No. I don't care what anybody says.
Pretty pure.
Bernie is drinking.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie is drinking more than water.
I can do my Bernie Sanders impersonation. How are you doing? Vote for me for president.
So, Papa Greg, how you doing out there, man? How is the garage?
I'm just shutting it down for the night. We're
nice.
Cleaning up, getting ready for a nice Thursday, heading into the weekend. Looking pretty good.
Nice.
Got
so,
jobs out today, yeah.
How's the weather out there in Delaware? How's the weather?
It is getting nice and cold. We're going to have overnight of about 2 degrees.
Sucker.
We're going to be ready for the snap crackle and popping that's going to be going on with these cooling systems.
85 here, 85.
85, baby.
Oh, man, you're killing me, guys.
Well, listen, we want to let everybody know Greg is an amazing, amazing automotive individual. Greg's a mechanic out of Delaware, runs an amazing enterprise. You got me nervous, Greg.
I see that.
Greg runs Buckley's Car Care, an amazing garage. Greg is synchronized with many in the industry. Hey, Greg, we're talking smells of your ride, the nasty smells. Can you give us an example? Did you have a car today with, like, a bad, stinky odor?
Well, you know, if I could, there are certain smells that you got to be made aware of. Now,
right.
You're talking inside the cab, and you're smelling that sweet, delicious-smelling kind of odor, and you go, oh, man, and you put your finger on the windshield, and you get this slimy little grease going on.
And you start spelling your name in the windshield. That's not good.
You start doing internal graffiti on your windshield.
All right.
You got a problem. And we're looking at, that's a good sign that you might have, more than likely, you got a heater core problem that's opened up, and you're starting to put very, very bad chemicals through the air that you're breathing in.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's coolant and antifreeze. And what that does is you're breathing that in. That actually causes pneumonia in your lungs.
Oh, wow. People didn't, and you don't know that. And what it is we get used to the cab of our vehicle. And once in a while,
right.
we have the cousin. He came along for a ride. He smells He smells a certain way. And we're like, the smell I'm smelling, it was Johnny. It'll clear
right,
up in 3 days.
Right, right.
But the fact is, Greg is talking about the heater core. And one of the things that you guys may see, you may see this. It may be dripping,
okay.
Typically, or feel that carpet, passenger floorboard, right, where you usually put your worst people.
You're telling me something that's happened to me.
No.
I swear to you, but now the air conditioner, is it leaking Freon?
No.
Can it be? Air conditioning doesn't leak.
No.
But, Steve, you bring a good point because your AC evaporator can do the same thing.
Okay.
And then you'll be breathing in, hydrochlorofluoride?
It is nasty stuff.
That?
We don't want anybody breathing
in. Well, I've been breathing it in for half a year.
Now, we've got a couple things going here. We're talking heater core. Listen, heater core is a small, little, tiny radiator.
Heater core first.
Heater core is a small, tiny radiator.
All right.
You can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's buried underneath the dash.
All right. Okay, well, I've got that thing where I told you I had a Dodge Ram 1500 2008.
Yeah.
And I had air conditioning problems, and I had that blower motor. And I put that blower motor on the bottom. I put it on myself for like $90. And now that blower motor was leaking for like months and months and months and months. And now my air conditioner won't cool anymore.
Ah.
Well, then you've got some issues up that you got to take a look at.
Look at us, a bunch of mechanics. You got some issues, man.
And see if you can't find anything up in there. Reach up there. Take that motor down. You can reach your hand up there. See if you got any moisture. You know.
All right.
Yeah.
Check. It made the carpet pretty wet and it smelled pretty bad. And I just had to throw out those mats and get new ones and say, let it leak.
And then you got to do your clean the drain tube out as well.
That's right.
You can't go halfway on this.
Now, see, I don't know anything about cars. So I was lucky I could change that little motor, but go ahead.
Now, listen, these crevices are very small. You need to call the shortest individual. Usually I grab a 5-year-old on the block.
All right.
And I have him put his hand, and I have him snake his hand up.
Right.
Get inside the flappy flap, and he feels it. And if he feels water or condensation, I give him an ice cream and thank him, and he's gone. And I don't have to. That's a free diagnosis right there.
Let me give the phone number one more time. I'll give the phone number for anybody who wants to ask any questions. 480-655-8870. Wrench Nation Car Talk. We're here for you, answering your questions. 480-655-8870. Go ahead.
And Stevie, go ahead, Greg. Go ahead, baby.
Before I head out, let me share a story. And you talk about smells and odors. Have you talked about the smell of some, now I don't want to gross any of the audience out, but any of decaying rodents.
Oh.
To get into the ventilation system.
Not in my car. I have not.
Oh, let me tell you. I'll share a quick story with
you. Yeah, please.
Because this is out here in the wintertime,
yep.
And I'm sure, you know, in certain periods of time, at your way.
Well, there's a lot of roof rats out here in the Valley of the Sun.
Back
rats. And we have a whole bunch of little things that run around the desert, so.
Well, here out here in where it gets cold,
right.
You know, they want to hibernate.
Sure.
So the first thing they want to do, there's two things that they'll invade your car with. One for warmth, two for food. If you give them both, they're in paradise. So if you keep
yep.
a car that has crumbs and food and dirt and or a lot of good food around, crumbs, you name it, candy bars,
sure.
you name whatever, rodents will get in. Then they crawl up into the ventilation system through the pipe and plumbing, right?
Stuck.
And they start to nest and they start to have their
sure.
families and they've got the condo thing going. You know, they'll peek their head out a little bit. But then what happens is they get trapped. And once they get trapped, they
trapped.
Starve. They starve, they die, they
I
decay. The decay.
Disgusting. Greg!
Yes, sir.
I bought fish in the studio today, and you're just adding.
It's horrible. He brought salmon in here.
Vermin.
Why would he do such a thing?
Now, listen, Greg, we got to add one more element. This is fascinating stuff. Pack rats.
Yeah.
Their teeth, they grow like 5 inches a year. They're trying to gnaw down their teeth. But one element, manufacturers have gotten away from crude oil-based products for upholstery, steering
yeah.
wheel, dash cover. So we're going to soy-based products. We got corn.
Right.
We got sugar. And these pack rats, it's like a drive-thru freaking heaven for them.
Man. Oh, they're naturally attracted to it. They
sure.
love to eat and eat right through it.
Now, what I say is one thing that we tell a lot of our folks, we do have a pack rat issue out here. And number one, we let folks know, get out, yell at your neighbors that there's pack rats because their cars are probably going to chew up. Stuff can get expensive, people. If they're
right.
chewing up those wires, a lot of times you can't repair just that one yellow wire. It's a whole engine harness job, and that
sure.
gets expensive.
Yep.
So,
well, some of those rats can be pretty big.
Yeah. So
I lived out by a dairy for a while, let me tell you.
We have a simple remedy that seems to work, and I've snapshotted people and asked them over the years, hey, did that little solution work? And what you can do, if you think you've got a rat pack situation, open the hood and turn on the lights. That takes away the sense of enclosure, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the light that annoys them. Otherwise, you can go buy one of those sirens they hear. And
they'll run away?
They'll run away. They'll go to your. They'll go to the neighbors or something.
Good. Better him than me.
Yeah.
It's an easy way of doing it.
But absolutely, you can have.
What we try to promote is out here is that if you have, like, you know, cars, if they're being stored in a garage and you've got, like, dry cat food, dry dog food, you know, if you're in a barn, you have to secure all that. You got to put that in your Tupperware, in your plastic bins. You got to lock it down. So
you like hang it from a tree.
Hang it from a tree, man. Put it out of sight. Don't let these rodents get a hold of it because that just makes a nest. Then they have a nice warm car when you pull into that garage after using it all day. And, man, it's just a love fest. They just love it. Thank you very much. I got the keys to the condo. I'm in.
They're
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
You know, now, nice. Listen, I think it's important. I want to just remind everybody. And mainly, you know, our weather's turned. We've 85. It's beautiful.
Right.
But anybody listening, if you're in an area where it's extremely cold in the morning, you get in your car, please tap the fenders. You may have
yep.
a cat.
Yeah.
You know, tap your fenders.
Yep.
You know, I'm not saying get out there with a sledgehammer and damage your own car, but just do the courtesy of a feline.
Here's what I do. And because there are cats in my neighborhood all the time. And because my dogs go out in the backyard and all of a sudden, woo, because there's a cat on the wall. But I will actually take my key and turn, you know, like unlock
yeah.
and then lock. Honk, honk.
You
like
can
that
do
real
that.
Quick. And that'll scare them out,
but certain big cats?
Yeah.
That may not do anything.
Well, I don't. If it's a mountain lion, I'm not going to try to get it out of my car.
Anything. Now, unless your car horn is in the key of F, I understand that cats don't like anything in the key of F. Maybe you can get away with that.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling from Delaware. We appreciate all your input today.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks,
have a great
Frank.
Week. We'll catch you again,
you
buddy.
You make sure you keep listening on the app. Thank you very much. All right, 480-655-8870. Looks like we got some calls coming in. We'll take them next on Wrench Nation. Wrench Nation on Twitter. Wrench Nation on Facebook. Like us on Facebook because soon you will win prizes. We have, as soon as we get 500 likes and then 600, 700, 800,
yes.
900,
yes.
and
yes.
1,000
yes.
to
yes.
the iPad 2 Air, all right? Coming up on Wrench Nation.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Yeah, Frank and Steve driving you home, Wrench Nation, every Wednesday night, 4 o'clock. Hope you start listening. Hope you know we are here for you anytime you have a question about buying a car or fixing a car or a car smell or any other kind of question. You call us 480-655-8870. Jason's on the phone. Hey, Jace.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I got a problem with my my car.
All right.
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Is this the Highlander?
I got a Highlander.
Okay, very good.
My maintenance required light came on, but I, of course, ignored it for about 2 weeks.
And I've been ignoring mine for 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I have emissions to do right now. So okay. I said, I'll just wait. Thought it was an oil change, but then 2 weeks later, this last week, my AC started only blowing hot air.
Uh-oh.
And I mean real hot air.
All right, let's back up, Jason. Let's dive right into it. Now, we are talking the maintenance light, not the service engine or check engine light. Is that correct?
It says maintenance required.
Okay, so listen. The maintenance required is a cyclical light. Unlike the check engine light's going to say, hey, there is an input or output sensor that I communicate, the computer, that is not working. I can't see. It's sort of like not wearing your glasses when you need to be. That's check engine light. This maintenance light is a reminder. Someone needs to properly reset the light.
Oh.
All right. Now, did you do that? Somebody?
I don't know how to do that.
That's okay. Get on a Facebook, and I'll get you in the right hands, or you can stop by the garage down on Chandler Dobson. It takes minutes. It's nothing. Minutes, okay? The maintenance reminder is not going to affect the emissions.
Is that the one that says mine like says oil change due?
That's correct.
Okay.
Every manufacturer is a little different, so don't stress. This Highlander, what's the mileage on this Highlander?
82.
Okay, that's okay. As long as it's not a check engine light, if it's the maintenance reminder light, those lights will come on every so many miles. Each vehicle's a little different in how it's timed to go off, either reminding that you have a major maintenance service interval or just a plain old oil change.
I'm 2,000 miles over on my oil change.
I will preach to you about that.
That's not necessarily true, because how many miles is your oil change supposed to be? How many miles do you think?
Well, the sticker that they put up there says, 80,000, and I'm at 82 something.
No, that's not a big deal.
Okay.
It's not.
Well, listen, the thing is, the maintenance light, I don't want you to freak out, because you're trying to get through emissions, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And I want a cold car. I don't want a hot car.
We're going to talk about that.
Oh.
Now, we again.
That's another issue, though.
Well, real quick, I think I can address it.
Okay.
If we got the time, because we're going to get
into. No, we got time. We're good.
Jason, thank you. And again, come and see me, or if I'm not in your area, I'll get you in good hands. Get on a Facebook. I'll make sure you're taking care of.
Wrench Nation.
Now, AC, tell me more. Is it volume of air is good? It's blowing all that hot air, not the cold air, correct?
Blowing tons of hot air.
Yeah. All right.
No, okay. Nothing cold. I switched all the buttons, cranked the dials.
Let me ask you a question, because my truck did the same thing, but when I would accelerate and drive, it would get cooler, the air would.
No.
No.
I tried that.
All right.
Although I found out today, if I put it on defrost, it doesn't seem as hot.
Uh-huh. So, clues.
Very strange.
Wondering the switch at all.
All right. It's possible. That switch does light up, correct? When you turn the switch on, it lights up, correct?
There's no lights.
All right.
It's so old, it's got dials.
Dials. You've got you've got the old, it's like driving an airplane.
You're like calling on a rotary phone.
It has a cassette player in it that I use every day.
Cassette player.
Oh, we love that. We love that.
Great.
Back to the AC. So I don't think there's any correlation from that maintenance light for sure. I think there's something going on. And, of course, again, it has to be thoroughly tested and inspected. But because you mentioned defrost and there seems to be a variable, you may have a blend door problem. Now, the door, think of a barnyard door. That door opens and closes, right? Well, you've got the same doors that allow that heat to go when you need it, right?
Right.
Yep. And then the AC. So you may have a blend door issue. Ultimately, I want to prepare you what you should expect when you go into a garage.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry. It's okay.
Okay, I'm worried because I don't want to say compressor.
What I need you to do when you go into your go-to garage, all right, is you give them the symptom. That go-to garage, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to confirm the symptom and make sure that you didn't forget to turn something on. Because right. they most good garages, let's get this out. Most garages love that hero moment.
Sure.
It's like the doctor.
See.
Now, it's,
oh,
they
yeah,
love
they love
they,
that. You
they,
bet.
Well, no, really, they love it when they can tell you the good news.
They really do, yes.
They, you know, most
my
garage,
uncle was like that. Yeah. That's my Uncle Cyril.
You know, it's like the doctor that's going to tell you you don't need the open heart. It was the meatball. Go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop talking to your wife for a few minutes, you know, and you'll be fine. But you need to let the garage know specifically the symptom. And what they're going to do is, one, they're going to confirm the dials and controls. If you have a blend door issue, that's possibly going to need to be replaced. They're going to test for that. Number two, you may have developed a freon leak.
I'm thinking that could be, yeah.
Now, a freon leak is not necessarily the end of the world.
No.
But don't delay. Even if tomorrow our weather changes and it starts getting colder, because if you have a refrigerant leak, or in this case, you know, 134A, right? It's
that
freon.
Can that cause the compressor to burn out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yep. People, we can't see freon, but we can see the oil that leaks. So my thing is they're going to hook up gauges. Mm-hmm. And they're going to check. They're going to leak test. Now, a lot of garages, they're going to use a dye. It's like circulating dye in your arteries to find if there's blockage. It's the same principle. They're going to see if they can find a leak. So that's what they'll do. Okay. I want you to follow up with us, Jason. I want to know what we can do further, and I want to know possibly what the fix was, buddy.
Yeah, take it in and let us know.
Hundreds of dollars?
Well, AC work, and I'm not trying to be evasive, AC work can vary. Best case scenario, if you have an AC line, it could be a couple $100. When you have an AC compressor, which I probably, and it's hard for me to say, it's 80,000-mile Highlander.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Compressor,
but the car's older, so.
Well, compressor, you don't know, but if it is,
You're talking over $1,000, $1,500 probably.
Yeah, for the good stuff, right?
Yep. Great.
Yeah. But don't worry, Jason. Step by step, buddy.
All right, Jason. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the call.
Any other calls, 480-655-8870. We are wrapping up. Before we get to News on Wheels, I got a question for you.
Yes,
I think this is something for a future show because you being a car shop owner, I keep seeing these commercials for these extended warranties that are for sale that I can take to any shop. I get them in the mail.
Yeah.
You get commercials online. And I saw one that was put out of business that was scamming people. Now, just recently.
Yeah. There's a lot of, look like anything else, people. There's a lot of too good to be true.
Right. Are there any real, besides the dealer warranty, are there any real ones out there?
They are. Okay. They're out there. The problem is this, it's like anything else. The credible policies, they're going to cost a little more. Well, in some occasions, they can be, if you drive a European vehicle, a 5 Series BMW, that policy is going to cost. But I will tell you, in the good policies, and we're going to actually do a whole show.
We need to go a whole show on this because there are so many questions. I bet you people be calling left and right on that one.
And we deal with a lot of extended warranty companies. And I can teach, I'm going to tell you guys, we're going to give you tips on how not only not to buy the wrong warranty that will cover just about nothing.
Exactly. You can get duped.
But I'm going to give you tips on how to make sure there's so much legal verbiage without hiring Harvey Weinstein. We can talk about that. We're going to do a show on that. We may do it next week.
Okay.
We'll see.
That'd be a good one.
Definitely going to be a topic.
All right, let's get this here going right now.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
All right, Wrench Nation News on Wheels. What you got, Frank?
Oh, my goodness. It's just absolutely ridiculous, man. You've got, Chinese restaurant workers, they were caught bringing roadkill into the kitchen.
Oh, no.
A North Carolina woman filmed a known food delivery truck, a regular guy. I don't know if he was part of the damn roadkill deal, but she filmed it. She was suspicious. The Chinese restaurant, they were picking up roadkill on the road. It wasn't vegetables they were delivering.
So was it like a sloth? What was it?
Listen, they just knew.
Was it Panda from Panda Express? No.
They were cutting up. You want to guess?
No.
Deer.
Well, what's wrong with deer?
Well, I don't know about my Chinese rice. I don't want any deer in there.
Venison is good.
So the owner, Sonny Chan, I'll just mention his name. He admitted to picking up this old carcass and butchering it. You know, I guess he had some hard times, and you can get your little Chinese pork fried rice with a little deer fried goodness.
All right. Wrench Nation News on Wheels. You got one more?
Well, I tell you, there's a whole lot of stuff. There's a lot of madness going on. We talked about those coyotes.
Right?
I don't know if they caught the person planting the mushrooms.
The coyotes that were attacking the cars?
But listen, Florida woman, she put up the courage to fire. She fought off these armed jackers, these carjacking fools.
What?
Well, They tried, as she was pumping the gas, to steal her ride. And she said, wait a minute, I'm not going to deal with it. And she pulled out. You want to guess what she pulled out?
Hairspray.
There's nothing fancy here. A tire iron.
Oh, a tire iron.
She had just replaced. She had just changed her tire right up the road, and she had the tire iron. She didn't put it back in the trunk.
So the coyotes are back again?
The coyotes, there's still a problem. My San Francisco people, you need to be aware of that. But if you are going to get carjacked, we don't recommend fighting that off. We're not condoning that. But this Florida woman, she said, I ain't having it.
Yeah, I don't know if the coyotes could actually steal the car, but...
Well, then coyotes, yeah, I know. All right. I know.
This is Red Station every Wednesday at 4 o'clock here on 88.7 The Pulse. Having fun. Hope you join us next week. But join us this Saturday. We'll be live on the air here on The Pulse 2, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at Fountain Hills, the Concours and the Hills.
Yeah, come and see us. Come by. Say
500 cars are going to have a great time. Get your Red Station swag, okay? We'll see you this Saturday in Fountain Hills. Frank, have a good week, man.
We'll see you next week. Oh, goodness. You guys keep rocking and be safe driving out there.
On 88.7 The Pulse.